Previously on Ugly Betty.
Bradford is into feet.
Bradford Mead won't be able to keep his hands off you.
6 months he'll be running Mead Publications.
That's the idea.
What we have is wonderful. But I'm never going to divorce Claire.
Do you need a condom? I've got one in my wallet.
You get her out of the country, and you'll have everything you ever want. She's already hooked.
You sleep with women to distract yourself from what's going on in your life. You're using them like a drug.
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
They send me back to Mexico.
$1,200 for a ticket to Guadalajara. That's ridiculous.
What, are they kidding?
We cannot afford that.
Hilda, I got it. No, I don't want a package deal to Acapulco. My father is being sent back to Mexico to wait for his visa, and then he'll... Yes, I'll hold.
Suarez, are you still working on those nails? You do know the final exam this time, right?
Look, Valerie, I'm going through problems with my family right now.
No. I don't want your excuses, Suarez. I want your commitment to beauty.
What does this look like?
Oh, my God, is that an engagement ring?
Yeah. My ex and I started dating again.
Lose it. And you cannot sue a professional manicure with claws like those. Cut them before the exam tomorrow, or I fail you.
She seems very helpful.
She's 130 pounds of bitch. What did you say? 120. Listen, why don't we take care of this ticket thing tonight? I'll cancel with Santos, then we can call every travel agency in Jackson Heights.
Oh, I have this thing I have to go to after work.
Oh. Sorry.
It's the mode party for Administrative Professionals Day.
You mean Secretary's Day?
No, in 1998, they changed it to Administrative Professionals Day.
Oh, that really rolls off the tongue. So, where are you guys going to go?
You know that same restaurant in Times Square, the Middle Ages?
You know, snobby assistants from Mode actually like that kind of place.
Oh, they love it. Every year they pick a place where they can go and make fun of the common people. Last year, it was that roller disco in the Bronx.
Wheels of Paradise, I love that place.
I know. Anyway, I'm the one who planned it, so I have to be there. Just to make sure everything goes okay.
Well, you know, it is Secretary's Day. Maybe Daniel give you a big bonus and we can use it to buy Papi's ticket.
Happy Secretary's Day.
Oh.
World's best
notary?
I got to the store a little late.
Well, it's the thought that counts, right? But you do know that they changed it to Administrative Professionals Day in 1998.
Right. Can you get me Olivier Taskins? He promised us a Nina Ricci spread. And send over some hot girls for that. I'm in the mood for redheads.
This is work-related.
Oh, we'll see.
What's that?
Yogurt.
My yogurt?
It didn't have a name on it.
No, but my name was on the granola that was on top of it. Don't you know the refrigerator stacking system?
So does that mean that the cherry pie was yours too?
You ate my pie?
Well, not yet.
Game on, Suarez. Game on.
God, I hate Secretary's Day.
You hide it so well.
Everyone gets a present but the receptionist. I might as well be invisible. I mean, who do they think forwards the call? Who fans the magazine?
Hey.
Who signs for packages?
Tim, Sheila, and Betty.
Ugh. Well, who looks hot for everyone when they come in? I mean, these buttons don't just pop open by themselves.
Where'd you get that vest?
This? It's Tavares.
Oh, that cutie designer made you another one? What's with all the gifting? It's not like you're sleeping with him.
Of course not, because he's gay, and I'm a woman, and he's gay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's Freddy so happy about? What, his sports team win a beef bowl or something?
Close. Alexa signed him up for a beer of the month club for Secretariat's birthday. He loves horsies.
Ugh.
Who knew?
I am now officially miserable.
Oh, wait till we get to that Middle Ages place tonight and make fun of all the nerds in shining armor. It'll be the mocking event of the season.
I think I'm going to pass.
What? You can't pass. I'm not going stag hag.
You'll have to buy your own beer, queer.
You can't just ditch
it. Shut up!
Okay, try to still hate it.
You're so white sometimes.
I'm white and I'm bored.
You know why you don't like jazz?
Because it's about riffing and being spontaneous. You would love jazz if you saw it live. I'm going to take you to the Blue Note tonight.
Woody, can we hold off on that?
Why? All we do is stay in.
It's just that with Claire in prison, it's the last thing she needs to hear about.
Don't you think it's time you moved on with your life? Our lives? You really care what a murderer thinks?
She is not a murderer, and I will not leave her just because of one moment of insanity.
It would never work.
Of course it would. So why wouldn't you want to go to Brazil with me?
For one, I've got sideburns and a mustache in my passport photo. Come on, Rodrigo, I can't do this right now. My mother's in prison. How can I just leave her?
I would think your mother would want you to be happy.
So? Should I get used to this whole mugshot look?
I was out late at the therapy meeting you signed me up for.
Who's Kristen?
Met her at the meeting.
Soho Grand, room 709. I'm going to... Ooh, not going to finish reading that.
Okay, so maybe I didn't go to a meeting.
Daniel, what are you doing? You have a problem. You slept with an underage model.
Yeah, who turned out not to be underage. Why are you so glass half empty?
No. The glass is crushed into a million little pieces all over the floor, and I'm just waiting for you to step on it. You got lucky. Next time, you won't. Do you think people will want the royal feast or the jester's banquet?
I think people just want to get drunk. Look here, this is a way you can make some money. NYU is looking for some research subjects.
How much?
$5,000. Right, all you have to do is get injected with... Can't quite read that. Several syllables. Oh, and side effects.
Yeah, let's keep that as a backup. Aren't there any part-time jobs?
Got any welding experience?
Oh my God, yes.
You weld?
No, Christina, look. I could get $1,000 for riding some mechanical horse for just 15 seconds. I could totally do that.
Are you sure you would rather just deal with the side effects?
Listen, when I was a little girl, I hated getting my allergy shots. So I used to grab onto this tree outside my house and wrap my legs around so tight no one could pull me off. These are thighs of steel.
Betty, I think there is a big difference between a giant robot horse and a tree.
I'm telling you, I could do this. Yay! If this is what it takes to help my father, then I will ride that giant robot horse all the way to Mexico.
I dare you not to make fun of me.
Okay, seriously? The old bowl cut.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
Exactly. Imagine 30 guys dressed like me serving tourists with mullets and fanny packs. Middle Ages is going to be delicious. It's going to be Britney shaving her head all over again.
Oh, that was fun. Mm-hmm. But then it got sad.
No, but then it got fun again. What's your deal anyway? Why won't you come?
Okay. Promise you won't say anything to anyone.
I swear on the abs of Mark Wahlberg.
Wow, you are serious. Okay. Remember how before I worked here, I was an actress?
Mm-hmm. Shut the front door. You're acting real? Bring it.
Hi, Grandma.
Hey, Betty.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I heard you were planning the Administrative Professionals Day party, and I was kind of wondering if I could crash.
Really?
Yeah. Bit of a Dungeons and Dragons geek. Big surprise, I know. I guess I'm sort of a soft spot for castles and chivalry and princesses.
Okay, well, I'll just put you and Charlie on the scroll at the door.
Oh, actually, Charlie can't make it. She's been waiting for Blanket Space to open up an Astor place to sell her jewelry. Anyway, yesterday, one of the guys got some bad chicken. So, long story short, now she has a prime spot.
Well, that's great for Charlie. And for Salmonella, I guess.
Okay, well, I shall see thee in the Middle Ages, my lady.
You're such a dork.
You know you love it.
No one can ever know of our love. Nurse, get up! Stop!
That's your cue, honey. Go.
I'm a lonely kitten. Call the chat line now. I'm waiting to purr for you.
Greetings, lords and ladies, and welcome to the Middle Ages, a magical journey through time. So partake it thou of a humble bear, and quenches thine thirst at the old bar. Kids under 12 eat free on Sundays.
Okay, that was high, wait for it, hilarious.
For you, maybe. They play this thing on a loop by the front door. All these losers are going to see it, and they will never let me live this down.
All those losers will be too busy ordering jalapeno poppers to watch some stupid welcome video.
I'm not going.
Come on, Mandy Pants.
If you don't go, they'll just laugh at you behind your back.
And besides,
if you're there, you'll know who to punish tomorrow.
Well, I do like punishing people.
Your 3 o'clock is here.
I don't have a 3 o'clock.
You do now. Daniel Mead, Tyler Blick. Tyler works at the magazine Psychology Now. You know, on the 14th floor, he's here to help you with your sex problems.
What is the matter with you? You went down to the 14th floor, grabbed the first guy you saw, told him I'm a freak?
Actually, he's the third guy I saw. The first two thought you were a lost cause. Come on, Daniel. He specializes in sexual compulsion issues. Okay, well, I'm sure that that has some therapeutic value.
I am not spilling my guts out to some hack magazine writer.
If you're not going to get the help, then I'm going to bring the help to you. Betty Suarez. Oh, hi. Thank you so much for calling me back. What? No, $1,100 is still too expensive. Hold on. Where are you going?
To a model casting session. I am not doing this, Betty.
No, Daniel, you're not going anywhere. I've made this very easy for you. No, I said he has to be in Mexico by Friday. I already told you that. My father is going to be deported if we can't get him to Mexico for his visa, and we don't even have the money to pay for his ticket. Oh, and here you are. You have everything, and you won't even make the effort to help yourself. You know what? Forget about it. Go with your models. I give up.
Okay, geez. Now you've ruined the whole model thing for me. Why didn't you tell me about your father?
Because I didn't want to bother you. You have problems of your own to deal with.
Is there anything I can do to help?
You want to help me, Daniel? Then go in there and talk to Tyler and try and get better.
No! Don't do it! Barbara didn't cut her nails to play Yentl. Why should you?
I have no choice. If I don't cut them, Valerie fails me.
Then she is a disgrace to cosmetology. You know what, Mom? She's your Mr. Weaver.
Your drama teacher? What do you do now?
He cast Joey Colano as Tony in West Side Story.
Well, what part do you play?
I'm his understudy.
Oh. I'm sorry.
But this isn't about me. This is about you. You're a grown-up, Mom. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, screw that place, I quit. Now go get me my Fiji sunset. Mommy needs a touch-up.
Oh, my God. Is that a bruise? Where did you get that?
Yoga.
Hey, no touching. Come on, Mom. You don't have to act all tough for me. Are you okay in here?
Please. This is cake. How many rehabs have I been through? At least here you can score a decent glass of toilet wine.
So what's bothering you? Aside from the fact that my mother's drinking toilet wine, it's Rodrigo. I think I'm falling for him. He wants me to move to Rio.
And what do you want?
I don't know.
Honey, as hard as it's been with your father and me over the years, we've always stood by each other. And if you feel that you found that with somebody, you follow him wherever he goes. Also, Brazilian man. Caliente.
Oh, Mom.
Just don't completely disappear on me again.
I won't, Mom.
I should go.
Try and be more careful with the yoga next time, okay?
You're in my seat, fish.
Oh. Hello, yoga.
You think the hat is too much for prison?
Looked okay when you wore it to visit Martha.
I was trying to detract from that god-awful sweater she knitted me.
Why are you going to visit that gangly old booze hound Claire anyway?
Because Bradford refuses to divorce her, and I refuse to accept it. So I'm thinking, maybe I can convince Claire to divorce him.
Wait, will you be back in time at that luncheon for the homeless children?
Well, if I'm not, make sure they get their free hair products. Priorities, Mark. Priorities.
I still have so much to learn.
You seek out sex so you won't have to deal with your problems.
Come on, I think you're reading too much into this. I just really like having sex.
Gotta put your brakes on, man. Face your life.
Just face it tomorrow. I have a really hot date tonight. But she's a model. Plus, she's allergic to pants. Seriously, she can't keep them on.
What's her name?
Marla.
Marla what? Look, that's my point. If you're serious about getting help, why don't you and Marla go out on a sexless date?
You mean like talking?
I need to take a stand. Right now or it gets worse.
Greetings, lords and ladies. 'Tis mine honor to warmly welcome us thou to the Middle Ages. Squire Josh Weinstock, at thy service. Here are your complimentary crowns. Enjoy your merriment.
Wait, Becky, the sooner you tackle that horsey, the sooner I tackle something in a codge key.
This is gonna be the easiest $1,000 I've ever earned. I think thou might be screwed.
People, stop pushing Acapulco. He needs to go to Guadalajara for his visa. Don't you have some sort of a special fare?
Well, what if I put him in a pet carrier?
Hey.
Well, thank you. You have been absolutely no help, hijo de la grana. Ferra.
You know, it's not worth all this.
Papi, stop it. We gotta get the money for your tickets.
Hilda, I don't have to go. I've been living here for 30 years already. What if I just stayed?
No, you have to go. Look, you must return to your country of origin and re-enter this country legally, or you're screwed. Okay, well, it doesn't say screwed, but, Papi, you will be.
We don't have the money. This is my problem, not yours, and not Betty's. I'm not going.
Much to make fun of. I don't know where to begin.
So gay.
No, it's not.
Oh my god, there it is.
Greetings, lords and ladies. Welcome to the Middle Ages, a magical journey through time.
Hey, that's not you.
I've been de-wenched.
That's good news, right? Now you don't have to be embarrassed.
No, they put in a younger girl.
Kids under 12 eat free on Sundays.
So what, now I'm too old?
I'm not following.
I'm going nowhere, it mode. And now I'm apparently too old to be a wench. How long before I'm too old to be a receptionist?
Oh.
Sure, today I'm the eye candy, but tomorrow I'll be old candy. Old, hard, wrinkly candy covered in lint.
Are you having a stroke?
Maybe. I'm old enough.
I have to get out of here. This was a big mistake.
Don't give up yet. Maybe there's a drinking contest. I've won those before.
Hello?
Get home now.
What's wrong?
I know you have your whole Secretary's Day party.
Administrative...
Shut up. I need you home now. Papi, flipping out.
I'm totally caught.
You're flipping out! He's threatening not to go to Mexico. He says, you know, we know we can't afford it, so he's just gonna give up. You gotta come home. You just gotta help me talk some sense into him.
Tell him I'm coming home. And I'm bringing the money for his ticket.
All right, so let me make you a cup of coffee.
I'm getting in here.
No bedroom. Come on. We're having fun. We're talking. I want to get to know the inner you.
Let me show it to you.
You don't have to do that.
Why don't we play a game? Use our minds.
Yeah.
Look, chess. Perfect. And these are...
condoms. I'm good at that game.
TV. How about that? The Notebook. I love that movie.
Oh, my God. That scene in the rain makes me want to get naked.
Or Hotel Rwanda.
Daniel, what's the deal? The last time we got together, we didn't even make it out of the cab.
I'm just trying to have a different kind of night. Look, can I ask you a question? Seriously, do you think I'm addicted to sex?
Yeah.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Isn't this place great? Usually mutton is so dry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You're going to tell me Justin Steed?
Yeah. Yeah, it's no big deal. I have thighs of... Never mind.
Maybe we should just go play darts instead. Much safer.
No. I have to do this.
Why?
It's complicated.
She needs some money to help her father. Oh, look at that. We're all out of drink.
You're not doing this.
Henry.
I'll do it.
What? I can't let you do this.
Betty, my grandparents had horses. I never got near them because I'm allergic, but I used to watch them out the window all the time. Let me do this for you.
Okay.
Hello? I told you I was going to be at the Middle Ages. Well, yeah, Betty's here. Charlie, we're not having this conversation again. Excuse me for a second. I'll be right back. Charlie says hi.
I know I'm the last person you want to see, Claire.
It's just that it's about Bradford. He's just been so depressed.
His wife's in prison. Wouldn't that make you just the tiniest bit depressed?
Of course it would.
Why are you really here, Wilhelmina? You're nothing but a selfish bitch. Pardon my language. Prison has hardened me.
Claire, I'm simply a concerned observer. Just because your life has been put on hold doesn't mean Bradford should have to be.
Oh, you poor stupid woman. Look at those toes. You're sleeping with him, aren't you? Well, I certainly hope you don't think it means anything. It's hardly an exclusive club.
Well, if that were true, dear, then why on earth would you have to cut the brakes in Faye's car? Or were you threatened? Like now.
Listen to me. You slut. There's 100 women in here I could have slit your throat for a pack of menthols, and I've got a whole carton of menthols. Stay away from my husband, you degenerate piece of human filth. You're dead! You hear me? Dead!
Really? What? Now? Hey, Grandma.
Hi.
Next up to ride the steed... Sir Henry Grubstick!
No, Henry!
Charlie, this is crazy. Will you stop being so jealous?
Henry!
Last call for Sir Grubstick!
Oh. I'm Sir Grubstick!
Hello!
Look, I couldn't do it.
We had sex during Hotel Rwanda.
Okay, that is a first. But I told you, cold turkey is hard. They don't make a patch for this. It will take every ounce of willpower you have.
I don't think I can do this.
Daniel, I have a confession to make. 5 years ago, I was where you are right now.
I doubt that, Tyler.
Skipping work, ignoring my friends. I left my family on Christmas Eve to go to a strip club.
What am I supposed to do?
Find something that helps you focus on other things.
Like what? Stamp collecting?
You want to know how I got through?
What is this?
Something I found overseas. Next time, instead of sex, this is your distraction.
Hear ye, hear ye! Behold, the grubstick!
It's Betty Suarez.
Okay, Betty, good luck.
You're gonna break the horse, Betty. You get it? Because he's fat, right? Look at him! Betty? Are you okay? Betty?
I couldn't do it.
That's right. You got a piece of the pep.
Drop a pound.
What's the matter with you? She could have been hurt.
Whatever. Braceface jacked my yogurt.
All quarrels in the Middle Ages are settled one way.
On the log.
Or we lose our liquor license.
Log, 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 log.
Oh, it's about to get nerd nasty.
Bradford thinks his wife isn't really a monster. So let's show him what she's capable of. I want you to hit me. As hard as you can.
Really? Isn't that a little extreme, even for you?
Don't pretend you never wanted to do it. Now's your chance.
This isn't a trap.
Go for it! Hit me like a man, you pansy!
Wilhelmina, later.
I need visible bruises, damn it. Who do you think made sure you didn't get a raise the past 2 years? Who do you think cut your vacation time? Who do you think broke into your computer and canceled your subscription to DudeCruise.com? Harder.
Chivalry stuff, but you don't have to defend my honor.
Yes, I do. Don't forget your crown.
Romantic little banger, isn't he?
Let's have a nice clean fight. No punching, no kicking, no hitting below thy belt.
Let's do this, biatch. Unmanned!
Did I win?
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
I love you.
Henry? Henry? Did you just say I love you? Henry, wake up! What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Charlie?
No, it's Betty.
No, it's Charlie.
Hi. How long have you been here?
Long enough to wonder why my boyfriend's getting hurt defending you.
No, you don't understand. It's not what it looks like.
I'm not stupid, Betty, okay? I've seen the way he looks at you.
Look, I swear, I didn't mean for this to happen.
Maybe you didn't. But there's a reason that fairy tales don't have two princesses.
He's my boyfriend, so back off, Betty.
You serious?
Yes. I'm coming to Brazil.
Oh, we need to celebrate. Pour some more champagne, I'll light some candles, and run us a bath.
Cheesy, but it works.
Everything is going according to plan.
You're sure she agreed to leave? I promise, Bradford, she'll be gone.
She's coming to Brazil, and I don't think she'll want to come back.
Is you? I can't believe it. You're the old serving wench. I'm the new serving wench.
I know who you are. You replaced me. Step off, Skipper.
I didn't want to replace you. I totally meant my performance as a homage to yours.
Did Mark put you up to this?
Does Mark work at Mild with you? Are you his boss?
Kind of.
You guys are so fancy. You must get to meet all the big stars.
Well, I did get a water for Brad Pitt once.
Oh. Still at the bar.
I know you were on the phone with my father.
Oh, Ma, it's just business.
Like our relationship?
What are you talking about?
My father paid you to seduce me so I'd go back to Brazil with you.
Alexis, wait!
I may be a woman, but I still know how to hit like a man.
Relax. Betty said she'd get the money.
I told you, I'm not going.
Bobby, this is crazy. Why wouldn't you want to go?
Lawyers make a lot of promises. I don't know what's going to happen when I go down there. I may not be able to get back.
Would you stop talking like that?
You need to be prepared to step up, mija.
What? I mean, Betty's...
No, Betty. You need to pull it together. You're the oldest. You have a son. You're out of a job. And you just quit beauty school.
Well, I didn't want to quit. Okay, but they stopped appreciating all of this.
You're an adult, Hilda. I'm not going anywhere until I know you're able to take care of this family.
He said it, Christina. I know he did.
How could he leave with her?
Maybe that twit Nick Pepper scrambled his brains.
It doesn't really matter what he said, because he chose her.
Because she moved 3,000 miles to be with him. He's just doing the honorable thing. He's a good guy, which is why you fell for him in the first place.
I know.
What do you need a boyfriend for anyway? They're overrated.
Well, I don't need one. It was just... It was nice. You know, having somebody rescue me for a change. Especially him.
Do you want to know the truth? You can take care of yourself, princess.
Watch me pound this broom, bro.
Chug. You want some pepper? You're gonna get the spice.
Secretary's day?
It's Administrative Professionals Day.
What's up, yogurt thief? Where's Sir Dorko to defend your honor?
Sir Dorko? That was awesome.
Hey, Nick! I can defend myself. Thank you.
What are you doing here, Suarez?
I'm finishing this course so I can take care of my family.
I was hoping I scared you off.
I'm not a kid. I don't scare that easy.
Okay, people, we're being timed on this starting now. So brush it high or say goodbye. Okay, so your perm checks out.
Which brings us to nails.
What is there some reason that your model here doesn't have a manicure?
The test said I had to do a manicure.
It just didn't say on who. I wasn't gonna waste all that hotness on somebody else. Oh, you guys,
no big deal.
I did all of these one hand.
No way.
Pass. Okay, people, back to work. Show's over.
There again. I can't believe she had this done to you.
That was just so horrible. Those three thugs pulled me into that alley and they even tore my Chanel.
I guess I was wrong about her. She's not the woman I thought she was.
What does that mean?
Marriage is over. I'll talk to my lawyer tomorrow.
There's still this ringing in my ear from the trauma. What did you say?
I'm divorcing Claire.
Oh, Bradford, you have no idea how much this means to me. Will you be a dear and get me a glass of water? I need to take my pain pills.
Hello? Hello?
This is Mr. Wolf. I heard you might be able to help me with a problem. I need it eliminated.
Betty, can I speak with you for a sec?
Good morning. You look good today. Therapy suits you.
I actually don't want to talk about my problems. I would like to talk about yours, however.
I didn't know the yogurt was his.
Not that. Apparently you've got a very thoughtless boss who didn't realize until last night that you deserve a lot more than a crappy trophy.
These are tickets.
To Mexico. For you and your father and the rest of your family. All they had was first class. Hope you don't mind.
No, Daniel, it's too much.
Stop. You're always there for everyone else. Let me be there for you. Happy Administrative Professionals Day.
It's Administrative No, wait, that's right. Call my family.
No, we're going to Mexico